Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A Rusty Mess. Matthew chapter 6, verse 20. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. I think I was 16 years old when my dad gave me an old Chevrolet. It had been made and came off the assembly line somewhere in the 1930s. Can you believe that they made cars back then? But they did. And this old car had seen its best days. It had seen its pretty bad days. And I received it on its last legs, as it were. But my dad gave it to me, and it was mine. What was I going to do with it? Well, I drove it back and forth to school. And I have to confess, because of pride, I parked it as far away from school as possible so that it could not be identified as mine. I have to confess, that's pride. Ugly pride. Pride in any form is ugly, but that was ugly. My pride was as ugly as that old car was. But I decided that I needed to do something with it, and having very, very, very little money, I went to a local paint and glass store and talked to the owner, A.B. Ellis, and asked him what I could do. And he said, well, the first thing you have to do is get rid of all the rust. I said, how do you do that? And he said, you use sandpaper. He told me what kind of paper to get and sold it to me. And I went back in the garage where the car was parked and began to sand away the rust. My sweetheart Joyce was soon out there helping me, and we would sand and then wipe and use turpentine or thinner, wipe away the rust that had been sanded off until all of the rust had been removed, and now it was just ugly, faded paint and bare metal. What do I do now? Well, as I went back to the paint store, Mr. Ellis said, no, you need an undercoat. So he sold me a can of undercoat paint. And back we went to the garage and began to apply that with a soft brush that he had sold. And before very long, it began to look a lot different than it did before. Even with that undercoat paint, it took on a new appearance of something worthwhile. And I think about our own life, what we had come into this world with is sin and corruption that is ugly and deceitful and wants us to be able to turn away from it. And God has given us the provision of a new life through the shed blood of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. As that old car of mine was a rusty mess, so our life many times is a rusty mess of sin and corruption. But thank God He comes into the world to bring something new and something wholesome and something that is worthwhile, not because of what we are, but because of what He has done for us. Is your life a rusty mess? I urge you, come to Christ now. Give Him everything that you are for everything He desires to be for you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.